Tsunami Gaff. Wasting every Saturday night together. Only Tsunami.
Hello, it's a late podcast this week. We got B-Dubs.
Hello.
Seacoler.
Hello.
And Moradin.
Hey.
Anyway, news! So, for weeks and 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 more weeks, we were like, I wonder if they'll get Budokai or Dragon Ball Super. And it's like, one or the other.
Why not both?
One or the, yeah. Why not both?
I don't know why no one ever thought of that. You know, just like even jokingly, why not both?
I've seen a few people entertain the idea, but I didn't think we'd get Super and Kai so soon together.
Yeah, we talked briefly about having double DBZ and thinking that might be a bad thing. But I guess the fact that we're going to get the 11:30 slot back is not as bad.
And that, and it's with a show that is, you know, has no ending date so far. And that basically is like, hey, we got 11:30 back kind of almost forever.
And ever and ever.
And ever and ever. I guess if something bombs and they have to move back, they'll move it to 12 or something, I guess. But I don't see that happening.
I mean, they might just take away the rerun slot or move it up or so.
You will never get Space Dandy Season 2.
God damn it.
Never. I feel like the only way I'm ever going to see Space Dandy Season 2 is if I actually order the DVD.
You should do that.
I really should. I keep saying I'm going to, but I never do.
Do you guys think that when they show it at 8 o'clock, that it's going to be the same episode they show again at 11:30?
I don't know.
I think the reason for the 8 o'clock thing is that basically Toei was like, we want it on a kids channel for the wider audience, but it's also, you know, its home is on Toonami. Again, why not both? I mean, it's basically as close as they can get to Cartoon Network.
Yeah, yeah. It's still on Adult Swim.
Yes, but it also really works well, you know. Swim. They like those buffer shows where it's like, you know, you don't go from Cartoon Network immediately into Mr. Pickles.
Yeah, I mean, that would just be weird. Like, imagine your kid just sitting there watching, like, Teen Titans Go and then, like, Mr. Pickles.
So instead, like, they move into Dragon Ball Super, which is like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they can watch that.
Nothing.
I mean, did they say they're both debuting on the same day, or is it going to be like with what they did with Dragon Ball Z Kai and do the Toonami broadcast, and then the following week they do the, you know, 8 o'clock what they showed on Toonami?
I'm not sure if it's confirmed to be a rerun or not.
Because I mean, one of the two is going to be a rerun. It's just depending on which one at this point.
The press release said that it is premiering at 8.
Okay, so all right, so we're getting the rerun for Toonami.
So if that's the case, is there going to be some sort of unspoken rule to wait for the 11:30 airing?
Yeah, I think so. Probably.
No, we will stick to the schedule. That is what discipline is all about.
Oh, man, but I'm going drinking.
Although I kind of would like it if maybe they just do that the first week and then, like, do a repeat at 8 o'clock the next week. That way it is like that, where the premiere is on Toonami.
Well, I think I think maybe Toei wanted the premiere, not at 11:30 at night.
Yeah. I understand that. You know what I mean. It's going to screw up our Toonami viewings if we've already seen it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those weird things where all the people old enough to remember it are going to be watching the 11:30.
Hopefully, it's going to end up forgetting the 8 o'clock one exists.
I have a feeling that's more likely than anything else, especially early on, because, like, the first two arcs are just, they're just rehashing the movies.
You know, and not very good, apparently.
It's actually not bad.
I heard the first one is pretty good.
No, I mean, the two movies are great, are fine. It's just, you know, they're rehashing them. If you haven't seen the movies, it's going to be fine. Because, you know, they add some new stuff in there, but, you know, for people who have seen them a couple of times, it might be a little annoying.
It's going to be weird, you know, watching, okay, here's Dragon Ball Super, and then it's like, okay, here's what happened before Dragon Ball Super.
With different voice actors for the characters, too.
Really, they're going that far?
Yeah, a few characters got recast in Kai, and they have the original voice actors come back for Super.
Well, that's going to be deeply confusing for everyone involved.
I mean, as long as the two characters aren't, you know, in the both episodes back to back, it shouldn't be that bad.
That actually might be a problem at a certain point.
Well, I guess we'll see about that.
I mean, like, Goku's in, like, every episode ever.
Well, Goku wasn't recast.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, the clip they showed with King Kai and Goku was all the same people there.
I mean, I assume that most of the major players were the same people the whole time.
I think the two main ones that got recast are Kid Trunks and Android 18, so... And they aren't really too big roles, so it shouldn't be that big of an issue.
No, that's not a big deal.
It's mostly just character, you know, actors who price themselves out of the market, like Laura Bailey.
But, how did she price herself out of the market anyway? Is it because she's doing video game stuff?
She's very good.
Yeah, well, I mean, other than that. I mean, it usually tends to be, oh, this person is now doing video game stuff and everyone else can't afford them anymore.
I mean, it's the classic Troy Baker move.
Yeah.
And before him, it was the... I guess there wasn't any before Troy Baker. Well, anyway. Was there any other news?
Showed that was One Piece Gold promo.
Oh, yeah.
One Piece Gold is happening, and I couldn't get tickets, goddammit.
I'll probably just get it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I'll find a way to watch it one day. One day!
I thought that was a pretty weird promo, though.
Well, I mean, they couldn't show any action sequences because it would be, like, massive spoilers.
Well, it was already massive spoilers, but...
Yeah, just seeing the new designs, but...
It's like, hey, why...
Some action.
Like, why is Franky this gigantic square tank?
And why is Zoro missing an eye?
Why does Luffy have a gigantic X-shaped scar on his chest?
Because he's Luffy.
Why have all of Nami's organs migrated up to her breasts, leaving her with a dime-sized waist? Why does Usopp look like a man, like an actual man now?
Because he's Man-Sop.
Why did Sanji's hair change sides? And why does Brook dress like a rock star?
Oh, that's my favorite.
All these answers and more coming to Toonami in 6 years.
The next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, let's move on to the actual block with Dragon Ball Z Kai. Dragon Ball Z Kai, episode 97, A Bittersweet Victory Until We Meet Again. So, Goku's dead.
Yay. Oh, wait, no, that's probably not good.
No, that's not good. But, you know... They got a dragon again. Yay! Woo-hoo. And they can bring back all the people. And he's like, ah, that's easy shit. And it's like, turn these people back into humans. It's like, oh, fuck, I can't do that. They're stronger than me, and I can bring back 15 million people.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. How can he bring Goku... How can he bring, like, people back to life that are stronger than him? Like, does it have something to do with consent? I would assume 17 and 18 would consent to being changed back to... You know, humans.
The rules of that have always been kind of weird.
It's one of those make it up as you go things, and like, there's no good reason not to have them be regular people.
Yeah, his powers are either unbelievably powerful or unbelievably weak.
Convoluted.
Yeah, depending on the situation.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's because of a plot thing, but. I mean, I literally can't see a reason why you wouldn't make 17 and 18 back into people. I mean, just from a story standpoint, what the hell reason do you have?
Well, Android 18 is a little tsundere.
Yes, she is. By a little, you mean very much. Like, that is her new character trait. Apparently being eaten by Cell and then pooped out makes, you know.
Like I would ever get with a short, bald man like you. I love short, bald men.
I would never go out with you unless you asked me out.
Everybody in the thread was like, Baka!
I mean, her personality just did like a total 180. Like, is that what being inside of Cell does to you? Oh, that sounded dirtier than I thought it would.
That's the episode title for this episode.
Being inside of Cell does dirty things to you.
No, it's just, is that what being inside of Cell does to you? You know, that's actually kind of bad. Scratch that.
Yeah, no, that's not a good one. I think we can poop out a better title. Just like Cell pooped out better characters.
Well, but no, Goku doesn't want to come back to life because he thinks that, you know, he's basically Batman and he's a magnet for all the supervillains coming to Earth.
I mean, it's like, it's not entirely wrong. At the same time, it's kind of stupid.
Kind of terrible as a father.
Fuck yeah, taking care of your kids.
Yeah, no, he's a shit father. Like, nobody's denying that.
Okay, Chi-Chi, I'm going to knock you up and then die and never come back. Bye.
Isn't Chi-Chi pregnant right now?
Yes, she is. Well, I mean, she was counting on that. Like, it's not like he did this without her consent. You know, it's like she figured, oh, yeah, okay, you might die. I want a baby.
It's the other way around. It's Chi-Chi has babies with Goku. Goku is not in control of that.
No, he is not. He doesn't get to pick. Like, they're up to this part in Abridged, and I'm really waiting to see how this one turns out there, if only because, God, if you're not caught up, you should be, is what I'm saying.
Caught up with what?
Abridged.
Oh, yeah, I'm caught up. Sorry.
Yeah, because, like, there's some weird shit going on in there.
Oh, I mean, they basically made an entire episode of, you know, Goku and Chi-Chi just having a week of literally nonstop sex.
And then considering putting Krillin in a wig.
I forgot to mention what they were, now that they're doing their, like, top 24 villains, they did Rolly at number 17.
Well, he's a shit villain.
and they had, they even had, like, the name. Like, all the other villains get, like, the standard font, but Broly was just, you know, like, differently colored letters with crayon.
Well, he's a shit villain. It's like when I was in sixth grade, you know, you doodle with your friend in math class, and, like, you're coming up with these characters, like, mine is better than yours because he just is. No, mine's better because he is. And you're constantly one-upping the other guy. It's like, this is the strongest character because he's the strongest and has the strongest muscles and he's the strongest ever. Like, that's what Broly is. Like, what were they thinking?
And then nobody wants to play with you anymore.
Because you're bullshit.
Also, the Broly movie might have legitimately been the worst thing we have ever seen on Toonami. Like,
aren't the sequels even worse?
Yes, they are, but we've never actually seen them.
Like, it might actually, like, I might actually want to watch that movie less than I would want to watch all of GXP.
Well, I mean, there was that one Broly movie when it was Teen Gohan, and I don't think that one was too bad, if only because it was surrounded by stuff that was decent. You know, like, I feel like for that one, had they taken the Broly plot out, they would have had a much better movie, you know?
I mean, I didn't see that movie.
No, well, I mean, that one, I can't really talk about it without going into spoilers, but, you know, for the series in general, but everything surrounding the main plot, good. And had they just jettisoned the main plot and just expanded everything else in there, it would have actually been pretty cool. It's just like, oh, Gohan's going on an adventure with his friends, and now Broly's here. And now Gohan's adventure is ending with his friends. And, like, it just doesn't fit. It could have been better had they just done Gohan's magical adventure through the countryside.
Well, that's the thing about this episode, was that, like, they really, this whole episode to me just felt like this is the end of Goku's story forever.
Right.
And then they have him, like, giant Goku in the sky looking down at them. It's like, farewell, my friend. We will never meet again. And I'm just thinking to myself, it's like,
that's bullshit.
How long between that episode airing and, like, the next episode of the Buu saga? Like, how long was that?
I mean, it depends on which one. In the I think it was at least a season in the original series. You know, I think they at least had, like, what was it, 9 or 10 episodes?
Well, what I mean though is that, like, this episode was, it felt like this was the end of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Or at least with Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Did the series end and then come back, or did it literally just go on and Goku was in the next episode?
I think it literally just went on and did like a dead Goku arc, and that originally it went on and did a dead Goku arc, and then it finally, you know, sort of moved on from him for like a season or two.
Hmm. So they tried to end Goku out of the story, but he came back.
Yeah. I think it was because of fan complaints or something. Because, of course.
Should have brought back Broly in the lead role instead.
I mean, I will say that going forward, I do like what they were trying to do with Gohan as the main character. I think that could have been really interesting. And I'm pissed off they cut out a lot of the filler there, because a lot of that was actually really fun stuff.
I wonder how much of that is still there.
I hope it's a lot of it. Because that was probably the most interesting part of like the next saga is, you know, the opening like season worth of episodes before Goku comes back. Everything after that's a little more boring. Because it's sort of reverting back to type and it's deciding, okay, we're not going to change things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm even if that is there and it is kind of cool, I have to admit, I'm not really looking forward to Boo saga, and I am looking forward to Super just because it's new and different. And I've not seen the Whatever Gods movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you should have some fun with it then. Because, I mean, they were two legitimately fairly good movies. I mean, for Dragon Ball Z anyway.
I mean, you'll probably be a bit weirded out when, you know, Vegeta's like, Goku, let's fusion dance. And it's like, what? What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Wait, they actually do that at one point?
I mean, they do that against Cell, right? Or Boo. I mean, I know there's Gotenks.
Yeah, no, they do that. But I mean, I don't think the timing of that is, oh yeah, no, we're going to get into that a lot quicker in Super than we are in Boo.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, it's weird, but yeah, it being out of order, yeah, whatever. I mean, it is going to be weird, but it's going to be, yeah, like, I mean, I know enough to know that those guys can combine. I mean, I've seen that somewhere.
I mean, basically, all you really have to know is, you know, people can fuse together and who happened.
Yeah.
We actually got a good version of Dragon Soul this episode.
Yeah.
Did we? I didn't notice it was different.
They played the Japanese version at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Heck of a lot better than the one we were used to.
I hope they cut that down.
That would be nice. They should just show whatever the new show's, you know, opening is.
Man, yeah. We might get
three. I mean, the fact we didn't get, like...
We might get three full openings on the first... Or four on the first
show. Of the new year.
Yeah. Because, like, first four shows are all showing new openings for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell you think they're going to do on the 31st?
Just cut it? I mean,
yeah, because it just occurred to me, like, the 31st is also Toonami Day.
Yeah, that's a Dragon Ball Z Kai Marathon.
Oh, I'm not watching that.
Yeah. Definitely the least watched marathon of all time.
I think it's super safe to say that Super will have the full opening, not just because it's the first show on the Toonami block, but also because it's going to be at the 8 o'clock showing, which is not part of the Toonami block.
Yeah.
All I know is they better show the full sound effects opening for JoJo next week, or on Saturday, which leads us into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Episode 8, Bloody Battle, JoJo vs. Dio, or also alternatively titled, Dire Tries, That's It. He tried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he did.
What a ridiculous character.
I mean, he shot a rose at Dio with his decapitated head.
That was cool.
I mean, that's after he tried to beat Dio by doing a split.
Yeah, that was kind of a stupid plan. I mean, you would think that they'd ask JoJo, like, hey, this guy beat, you know, our bro. How did he do it? You know, what are his powers? Like, no, they couldn't be bothered. Like, what did they
talk about? I think JoJo would mention something about his powers.
Yeah, I would. Like, what did they talk about from when they met until they got up to the castle.
Well, it was probably something like, okay, somebody find an anvil somewhere and carry it around just in case we have to drop it on a zombie's head.
You'd think at least it would come up at some point. You know, like, oh, how did Zeppeli die? Oh, what, we're killing going to Codio. Is there anything we should know about him? No. Like, Speedwagon's entire life is giving exposition. He couldn't give these motherfuckers some exposition. Like, he only bothers with it when the audience is around.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the time, he just shuts up. It's like, no, I'm not going to tell you this information earlier because the audience isn't around, and I don't want to have to do it twice.
I like that these four just random zombies all get to say their name with just to set up, like, I guess a Led Zeppelin reference. And then it's still just like, Poco's sister.
Yeah. No.
You mean not Irina?
Yes, not Irina. Well, I mean, at the same time, how many female rock stars have there been? So he probably wants to save the name.
Should have called her Twisted Sister.
No, you can't waste that on her.
That's true.
But no, they literally show up. They're literally like, I am name. And then it's like, oh God, chandelier. We're dead.
Yeah, why did they waste Led Zeppelin on those guys? Maybe he doesn't like Led Zeppelin much.
I guess this is the early days, so maybe he was just like, everybody has to have a reference name. And so he's just coming up with them, thinking like, oh, I'll never run out of them, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
So, before that, Jonathan dropped an anvil on that guy's head.
Where did he find it?
Like, okay, was there just an anvil above there? Or was he just carrying around an anvil?
Like, did they snag it from the local blacksmith or something?
Just like Speedwagon, just like, Jonathan, bring that anvil! I don't know what we're going to use it for, but trust me, it'll be great!
I'd probably grab it.
Whatever you say, Speedwagon!
Speedwagon hasn't done him wrong, so why not trust him?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that battle was awesome, and it was pretty epic, and yeah, it was great.
I still vastly prefer the mansion fight.
Yeah, but this was good, and I like to see when whenever Dio is, like, you know, getting what's coming to him and seeing him get real nervous, that's always really entertaining. And he's, like, shouting, like, useless, 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 like, 5,000 times.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that?
I tried, but I failed. Okay.
And then, like, Speedwagon's like, he's not fit to rule more than a dung heap.
I thought there was a line that I loved in this episode, but I've forgotten it.
Was it something about being more disgusting than frog urine?
Sure. That's incredibly oddly familiar. Specific.
I wrote that one down.
It's like, okay, Speedwagon, why go there?
So what's up with Dio's random eye lasers?
Well,
Dio has powers just when he wants them.
I mean, I get that he's a vampire, but it seems like they're sort of taking license with it and being like, well, he can also freeze people and eye lasers. And I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't fly.
I saw somebody in the thread say something that was about the eye lasers being his bodily fluids or something.
Oh, God. So what? Those are his tears of sadness?
I don't know.
You bested me and I'm going to cry, and my crying is lasers. Because I am Dio.
Oh, he said he had a great line about how long his reign was supposed to last.
My reign would last millennia. It wasn't millennia.
Centuries untold by man.
Yes. Yeah.
And then he died. We'll never see him again.
Never ever.
So nope. What is this next episode? And is this just kind of like a wrap up?
Well, you'll see.
Okay.
And then you'll get to see part two. Oh my God, part two.
That's going to be a fun one.
Like, there's literally no two episodes of JoJo I would rather see back to back than those two. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we'll get the full opening since it's the first airing of season
two.
No,
it doesn't show in the first episode.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Second episode. Hopefully. They better.
Yeah.
What I'm concerned about is that, at least in parts 1, 2, and 3, every time an opening is shown for the last time, it has sound effects added, which is super cool, and they better fucking show it in full.
Yeah, I think that's probably not a safe bet to make in this scenario.
I really hope so, because later on they start messing with the openings in interesting ways. And if we don't get that...
We're not going to get that.
If we don't get that, we riot.
And by riot, you mean complain for 20 minutes on Twitter and then go away.
Shoot one angry tweet at Space Knight DeMarco.
He might respond. Right. He's actually responded to me before, so he might just do it.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of premieres next week, so it's kind of like... Or wait, not next week. Never mind.
First showing of January.
Right.
It's going to be Super, Bukai, JoJo, Gundam Unicorn.
Yeah.
Or are they putting Gundam Unicorn in front of JoJo?
I guess we don't know.
Who knows?
I'll make a bet, or not a bet, but I'll take a guess and say that JoJo will still come right after DBZ, just because of the themes, the same kind of like fighting show thing.
I was under the impression Unicorn was just replacing Iron Blooded Orphans.
Well, when they replace shows, sometimes they change the order.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll find out later. Speaking of Iron Blooded Orphans, Mobile Suit Gundam! Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans, episode 25, Tekken ending. I actually really liked this ending.
Yeah, me too.
Mostly because, holy shit, what a fucking dick.
Yeah, no, that was good. Like, why could we have not gotten a lot of this information earlier on? You know, holy crap. Like, all of this information in episode 5, I don't think Seda or I would have complained as much.
The only redeeming thing about the fact that they held out for so long was that it did make this episode just showing McGillis being the utter colossal dick that he is.
Well, I mean,
more impactful.
I mean, we didn't need to know that McGillis was behind it all. You know, you can keep that secret. But I mean, like, we know that Art is trying to negotiate about rare metals now. Basically,
hairspray.
The hair gel, yeah, the hair gel mines. Are,
right.
You know, that's actually a thing. Like, we didn't know a lot of the minor details that, you know, if you go back and watch this episode, you learn about.
Yeah, you're right. It was like a mystery show where at the end of the show they give away what the mystery was, but it's not interesting anyway because just politics stuff.
So yeah, like my only complaint about this episode is they shouldn't have kept all this information secret for as long as they did. Some of it, yeah, but not all of it.
But man,
McGillis is a dick.
They took it to levels where he's like, he's got that one line and he's like, "Oh, I'll take care of your little sister." And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, he pulled that one. He pulled that.
And then they cut to that scene of him like holding her. And I'm like, this is wrong.
And it's like, oh my God, he just became an amazing villain.
Yeah, that was cool.
Just like pure douchiness counts for so much.
Oh, seriously.
In fact, it really made the fight with Ayn or whatever kind of bleh by comparison.
Ayn isn't that interesting of a character.
No, I mean, it was kind of a boring fight.
Like, he's literally like, "This is for Lieutenant Crank," and Mika's like, "Who the fuck's that?"
That's what I was like.
And then he does his classic, "Just shut up," while he's killing him.
That was probably the one redeeming part of that fight, was Mika's complete uninterest in everything he was saying.
Mikazuki has exactly as much interest in the plotline as the audience does.
Yep.
I mean, I understand how people like him because he's just, like, cut through the crap.
Yeah.
I do get that.
Okay, so I think I may have figured out why. They're trying to get this, you know, old douchebag to the parliament, right?
Right.
And we were like, why is he exiled or whatever? And I think I kind of figured it out because Gjallarhorn isn't supposed to be interfering in politics, right?
Right.
But they are. Because McGillis' dad is making a power play with the, you know, pink-haired lady.
Yes.
So they were actually forcing this guy into exile. And then the fact that he gets there is like, oh shit, Gjallarhorn got revealed for being, you know, oh shit. Mm-hmm. They weren't supposed to be doing that. So that's why they wanted to stop him. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's still a prime minister and, like, really, you didn't give him any bodyguards.
He was the prime minister.
Even former presidents and prime ministers, they still get like somebody looking after them to make sure they don't get shot in the back.
Well, this is, you know, Space Canada.
Even real Canada does it. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I'm like, it just felt a little convoluted. I'm like, really? You know, like you're letting your, you know, politicians who could potentially take back power go into space and hang out, and not even like looking after them, making sure they're not like making, you know, nasty deals with bad dudes.
I didn't even care enough to talk about it, but like just the idea that he can walk into that room and suddenly everybody's got to be like, oh, he's here. Oh no, this changes everything. And I'm like, well, how does this government work? I mean, was he voted out? I mean, I don't get it.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, I don't really even care. It's just like, okay, he made it there. I guess that's good.
I mean, I guess that means Tekkaden succeeded, which is good.
Right.
Maybe. Correct. Who knows? Please. This is Gundam.
It's good because now they'll go freely.
That aside, I thought it was like a really good ending to the show. And basically it was like people were saying at the beginning, like the show's good at start, it's got a crappy middle, and at the end it gets good again.
Like at the very end.
Yeah.
Like, well, the last episode. Yeah, I think the only real problem with the series has just been the pace at which it doles out the information. Like, it front loads it, and then it backloads the rest. You know, like, there's no steady drip of what's going on or anything we need to know. We're just sort of expected to roll with it.
But you did say something, Grex, that never happened, or you were predicting. The harem, they never died.
Well, we're only halfway through the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, this is true.
And they did use him for a fake-out death.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
I don't even know how they survived that. Didn't they show one of them just get completely annihilated?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, you'll think they're safe until they actually do die later.
That's a Gundam show.
Someone's always going to die.
So which notable good guy characters actually did die this season?
Biscuit?
Okay, yeah. That's the only one.
Only one we care about anyway.
Yeah, we don't care about it. The human debris.
No, yeah, that was about it.
It was literally just, you know, Akihiro's brother and some nameless people.
Oh, yeah. Fucking. I practically slept through that arc.
Don't blame you.
Oh, and Fumi-kun died.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her. But wasn't she like a traitor?
Yeah, and then they tried to redeem her last minute.
And then Mr. Rogers on Dort died.
Now we're really reaching.
Yeah, no, that is a bit of a reach.
We've mentioned Dort, it's time to move on. But, you know, anyway, when we inevitably get season 2, I'm eager to see McGillis just continue being a straight-up villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually somewhat excited for season 2. A lot more than I thought I'd be.
I hope he does continue being a villain and doesn't regress slightly.
You know, like, I don't need him to be running around killing people the whole season, but
I'd like that.
Well, I think he's more like the manipulator type of villain.
I mean, I want him to go around being a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, he has to die while Mika's like, just shut up. Like, he's blabbing on about something, and Mika's just like, I don't care.
Whatevs.
Or just die.
His plan will require some kind of intricate thing to happen, and Mika will just, like, throw a wrench into it because he'll be, like, unpredictable.
Yeah.
It's like trying to add Luffy into a plan.
Yeah.
It never goes well. Like, literally every One Piece arc is, my plan is going great. Hi, I'm Luffy.
And even his old crew can't account for what he's going to do. Okay, if we do this, then Luffy's going to show up, and we're okay. Luffy doesn't show up. All right, Luffy isn't going to show up, and it's going to be okay. Then Luffy shows up.
Like some, most One Piece arcs are literally like, my plan would have gone great if I hadn't, you know, slightly scratched a person Luffy liked.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, really, he'd just go about doing his business if, you know, nobody bothered anyone he liked.
Unfortunately, he likes a lot of people.
That is true. Because they give him meat.
Anyway, on to Hunter Hunter.
Yay.
Tenshi no hana hiroge
Hunter Hunter episode 31, Destiny and Tenacity. So, okay, here's Nen. Also, you can make Shadow Clones.
Well, I mean, they're actually going to explain how you use Nen to make the clone in the next episode.
Sounds good.
Because it's a very interesting process.
I like this Castro character. He's like really nice. I thought he would be like a villain, but he was actually like really polite and nice.
Yep. But he's fighting Hisoka.
Yeah. Seems like he was doing okay. I mean, I don't think he's going to win. It's against Hisoka. He did hit. I liked seeing Hisoka be like, whoa, I got hit. After all the stuff we've seen with Hisoka where he seems untouchable, it's nice to see him like actually take a hit.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of goes down into like the dynamic of Nen fights is you have to figure out what the other guy's power is before he figures yours out. Because whoever does that basically winds up winning.
Also, I did not expect this to be a two-episode battle.
I didn't either. I mean, honestly, I haven't watched it. I've read it. I have, you know, sat down and actually watched it yet. What did you guys think?
It was mostly just, hey, look, Castro's pretty strong. Bet he'll give Hisoka a good fight before getting ruthlessly murdered.
I mean, this was really just the first taste of two guys duking it out with Nen. Like, this is probably the first time we've seen two experienced Nen users fight.
Yeah.
I think it is.
And I like the scene where Killua tries to sneak up on him in his room, but then he's like totally
fails.
Yeah, totally fails. And but then like I was expecting Killua to be all like pissed off, being like, and like, but he actually took it kind of cool and he was like, yeah, all right, you got me.
I think part of it was he wasn't in any danger at that point. He could just take it as a lesson to learn, all right, so if I'm going to use this, I have to, you know, keep it on from the beginning.
I mean, as someone who's hadn't seen it before, though, like, I thought he was in danger. And then it turned out that the guy was, like, really nice, which was kind of like a spin on it I didn't expect. I guess that's the ongoing theme of this show. And you guys said it before, but I'm seeing it every time now. It's like, you think one thing's going to happen and the show just does the opposite or something different.
Right. And I mean, we're still sort of in the setup arc. So, you know, that's going to become a little more pronounced as we go.
Cool.
Well, that was a simple episode.
Yeah, not a whole lot happened.
Yeah, it's only just the very beginning of the fight. The meat of it is going to be next episode.
So let's move on to Naruto Shippuden. Naruto Shippuden, episode 138, The End, If Only. Please, God. Dear God, why? You can't name an episode like that. Either way, so Itachi has yet another just completely random bullshit eye power.
That is literally just... Sharingan can do anything at this point.
Hey, you know that, you know back in that episode of Attack on Titan where, like, his Titan form is, like, kind of skeletal? I have that.
I can do everything. And then I have a shield that'll block anything, and my sword is the best sword. Like, Itachi's power is literally just Broly.
Yeah, this is, like, written by, like, a fan.
A 12-year-old. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things like, okay, that's cool. You can, you know, create a construct out of chakra or whatever to protect you and fight for you and, you know, whatever. But at the same time, it's also like, wow, that is fucking really hacks considering that's an eyeball power. Like, what does that have to do with your eyeball?
Pretty much opens the door for anything at this point.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, at least the other two, it's like the black fire thing. Like, whatever you look at catches on fire. Okay.
And also they've used fire already.
Yeah, and then the genjutsu thing, you know, whoever looks into the eye, they get trapped, you know? Like, it at least had something to do with eye contact or, you know, eyeballs or whatever.
And then it's like, I have a Megazord now.
Exactly. Like, how far up his ass did he reach to pull this one out? Is that one why he didn't survive? Is because he just reached way too far up his ass this time and accidentally pulled out Norgin?
See, Colo, the episode title is Ninja Megazords.
Got it.
Yeah, the design on it was pretty cool, at least.
Yeah. I mean, it was...
No, I mean, it was cool looking.
Yeah.
This fight could have been dramatically improved by the, you know, subtraction of just some stupid face on the ground narrating fucking everything.
Literally talking to himself.
Oh, and it's so terrible. Like, and I said this during the episode, like, the reason this show and this episode is so bad is because they have to put that guy there to explain everything that's happening. Otherwise, you would watch it without his explanation and be like, what the hell is going on?
Well, no, they don't. Okay. They could just have Itachi explain it. And be like, why is he explaining his powers?
Oh, no.
But it wouldn't be as near. It wouldn't be nearly as annoying as just fucking.
It wouldn't be as annoying.
Just fucking this dude.
It doesn't change the fact that they have to have someone explaining it because it's so off the wall bonkers. You wouldn't know why anything's happening.
Yes. Okay. Other than that, like, what do you think about the idea of comparing into Speedwagon? Like, why does one work and the other doesn't?
Because Naruto is full of itself. In a bad way.
It's taking itself completely serious.
Yeah, and JoJo's like, this is fun.
Okay, so it's that, you know, Speedwagon, you know, he knows that he's being silly when he does it. And Naruto...
No, I don't even think the character knows. It's just for the audience, though. But it's just the tone of the show. Like,
right.
Yeah, JoJo's over the top for fun, and Naruto is like, all this
overly techno serious.
Babble is there because they just write themselves that way.
Why not?
But yeah, listening to that guy go like, he's using his blah, blah, blah. Why is he using his blah, blah, blah? Because he's using his blah, blah, blah.
Like, that is exactly what happened.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes.
Also, Orochimaru was there for like 5 seconds, then he dies again.
Why?
Why not? Because he's a bitch. And he has to go down like a bitch.
I've honestly questioned at this point whether Orochimaru was ever actually good or whether he was just sufficiently creepy and powerful in his first two appearances.
I think it was the sufficiently creepy and powerful in his first two appearances. Because goddamn, ever since the time skip, he's just been going down like a little bitch to everyone.
Like ever since his fight with the third Hokage, he's just been, you know, Ninja Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he'd just been going down like, he went down like a bitch to Naruto, to Sasuke, like, Itachi barely even blinked at him and he died.
So, that happened so fast in the episode, I really was like, I did a double take, I'm like, what the what? And so, like, was he really alive?
Yeah, he was hiding inside of Sasuke.
Oh.
He was inside.
Sasuke absorb Orochimaru or something stupid?
No, Orochimaru was hiding inside of Sasuke, inside of him.
And his curse mark,
right? No, up his ass. So, you know, when Sasuke had trouble, he reached up in his ass. Instead of pulling out an eye power, he pulled out Orochimaru because he ran out of eye powers to pull, you know, to grab from his ass.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And boy, next episode.
Oh, God. This is the point where...
Literally the moment where it all... it's not the moment where it all goes wrong, because it's been going wrong in several very significant ways before, but this is the point where it becomes, you know... It's unrecoverable.
Yeah, I will say that next, like, canon arc is fairly good and is probably the last decent one, because after that it just goes into, like, madness.
Although, if you want to make the argument that the ending of the next arc is what makes Naruto unrecoverable, I can listen to it.
I can listen to that, too, but I really think this next episode is going to be the thing everyone complains about forever. Because it's this reveal that's like, okay, that's bullshit, and what happens at the end is bullshit, and the whole thing is
pretty
bullshit.
Stupid.
Oh, it's monumentally stupid. I remember when it actually came out in real time, the chapter, and I was in the thread with Base and a few others, and it was just like, my mind is full of fuck. Could we have not just got the Sharingan tank instead? Because I think that was the chapter they went, and then they show up with a Sharingan tank. But we didn't get the Sharingan tank.
Well, at least I think there's a pretty cool fight coming up. So.
Which fight?
The one with Sasuke? I think it's coming up.
No, that's after the next canon arc, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, and that has like the last possible, oh man, this is unrecoverable moment with the Sharingan X. It's not Sharingan Tank, but it is way dumber.
It's fucking hilarious. I love it. like that's the point where there are no more rails for this train at all, ever.
Is Naruto coming back?
Yeah, he should be back.
I mean, like, next episode?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay. It's going to be pure bullshit next episode.
Okay.
So, look forward to that. Maybe the worst moment of the year in the last episode of the year. Like, legitimately, just going to nominate it as Where It All Went Wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else goes up against that.
Well, there was Sasuke beating Orochimaru in the first place, where he's just like, I'm an ocean of snakes. I win somehow.
Eyeballs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was bad, but that's not where it all went wrong.
There were some other pretty big ass pulls recently. We'd have to go back and look.
Yeah. But I think this is going to be the worst of it. Like, they're reaching so far up their ass this next episode that they're going to turn themselves inside out.
Yeah, that's basically what happens. Anyway, speaking of, you know, ass pulls, here's One Piece. One Piece, episode 372, The Incredible Battle Starts, Luffy versus Luffy. Okay, pros. Moria finally just got one in the face. Cons. Yes, Nightmare Luffy's still kind of stupid.
I mean, he looks cool, but, like,
I think
really?
Nightmare Luffy looks kind of lame, actually.
Yeah, I kind of side with you. I think he's a little lame. The good news about Nightmare of Luffy, though, is that they didn't linger. Like, it's just this one episode, basically.
Yeah, he just sort of shows up, kicks Ora's teeth in, and goes away.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of feels pointless to me. Like,
I agree.
No, it's just a way to close out the arc. I think this is one of those cases where Oda sort of wrote himself into a corner here.
No. And he's, no, I disagree. Now, I'm with Morden on this. There's no real reason that Nightmare Luffy has to be in the story at all.
No, I know. That's
especially
what I'm saying.
Especially considering what's about to happen.
Well, I mean, they have to have Luffy beat Moria, you know?
I don't think Nightmare Luffy actually, you know, if you remove Nightmare Luffy completely, there's really no difference from, you know, between when Ors destroys everyone and then everyone getting back up and fucking up Ors.
Because it just kind of comes out of nowhere, and there's no build-up to it, and then it's kind of gone.
I mean, I'm saying it is sort of bullshit.
Like, I don't think, I mean, Nightmare Luffy certainly was very impressive in just throwing oars around the island, but I don't think he actually made any difference in the fight.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I think everybody's on the same page here. It was like, oh, this is interesting, this is weird, I've never seen Luffy do this, and yeah, he's strong, and... But then, like, before the episode's even over, all the shadows leave his body, and it's like, okay, everything's back to the way it was, almost, you know, except that at the moment, you know, they're knocked down.
Yeah.
Or is this totally down, and he's not getting back up? Yep.
It's kind of all that happened in this episode.
Yeah, not a lot happened this week.
I mean, they tried to throw salt in Orz's mouth, and that failed.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Well, does that ever work?
That's such a douchebag hope spot. It's like, we got salt into his mouth.
Well, it would have worked had his shadow not caught it.
Yeah, I mean, it would have worked, but then, you know, who didn't see that coming?
Yeah.
But anyway, look forward to the finale of this Straw Hats versus Ors long fight next week.
Oh, and is next week when we get the new opening?
Yes.
Cool.
Not that we'll see it.
But they don't, they don't show the full opening the first time?
No, not the One Piece, because they're extra long.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our podcast for this week.
Not much happened this week, but I guess it just feels that way, because a lot really kind of happened. I mean, like,
yeah, but
it was
not much to talk about.
No, right, but it's like the ending of Goku and DBZ, the ending of IBO, you know, the big battle with Itachi finishing, the big battle with Ors finishing, like, all this stuff. It's like, a lot of stuff happened, but it was just, like, not... There were so few details in every episode.
Yeah, it's just a lot of climaxes without any context to talk about them in, or like dropping us off in the middle of a fight.
Right.
JoJo did punch that guy with a fist of fire, though.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And that was awesome.
He was cock-a-block full of serpents.
His name was Doobie.
Doobie.
Of course it was.
Doobie.
Did he have a brother?
I forgot that.
I don't know.
I really did expect him to have a twin brother, and it would have been the Doobie Brothers.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, well, his head was snakes.
Yes, it was.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, everybody. We'll see you guys next week with Double JoJo. Holy shit. I'm unreasonably excited.
It's going to be a good one.
I don't know if it's unreasonable to be excited.
You better be excited.
You'd best be excited.
You'd best anyway. Be raptured by our... I'm going to think on that one for a while.
Okay, we'll get back to B-Dubs' line next week. It'll start... You'll fill in the word at the very beginning of the episode. Okay. Otherwise, thank you, Moradin.
No problem.
Thank you, C-Kohler.
No problem.
And B-Dubs is still stewing over that line, so he says, yes. He says, okay.
Bye.
Bye. We'll see you next week. Later.